what if you guru, that's the word.
How the hell do you do it?
Good question, Mike. Then you whammy the ball.
Whammy.
Yeah, whammy.
That's a real term in long drive. For example, Thackerville.
This is the most we've ever said Thackerville, Oklahoma in the history of the Stick and Hack Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stick and Hack Show, a sophisticated and brilliant look into the world of golf from a stick and a hack. Now, your hosts, Mike Ryan and Adam Grubb.
All right, everybody, welcome in. This is the Stick and Hack Show. I'm your host, Adam Grubb. The hack, that's Mike Ryan, the stick right there. First show of 2022. Mike, welcome to you. Good to have you here. Good to see you.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you. Ever we pass the point where Happy New Year is socially acceptable? For me, it is. After the third, at that point, okay, I don't need the Happy New Year every time. You know what I mean? I know that's one of those things people are going to be like, oh, you're a grump. I'm not.
Well, it's the first time I've seen you, so.
Okay. Happy New Year, I guess. Our guest today is Alex Phillips. She is in the top 10 of the world-ranked long drivers in the world. She is on the WLDA, and this is a very exciting guest for us to kick off the year, Mike. First of all, she has incredible golf experience. She's a teacher, a coach. She's a fitness, what is the word? Fitness instructor, maybe? A freak?
Guru.
Fitness freak? See, guru, that's the word.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Alex. I don't know the proper terminology. Her Instagram, though, is phenomenal just in her workout regimen. And it has to be because she is continuing to be in the top 10 of the long drive, long hitters of the world. And a fascinating story. And we can't wait to talk to her, Mike. We're going to learn because you and I, now this might be a shock to the listeners, but you and I, although you are 20 strokes better than me in actual golf, off the tee from a distance perspective, we're not that far off. Now, we might be far off. You're in the middle and I'm 30 yards to the right. But as far as distance is concerned, you and I are pretty stacked up evenly. So even you, sir, can learn something today about giving a little bit more distance on the ball. But also just that world, right? You would probably be the first to admit that the long drive competitions over the last several years have become more and more prevalent and prominent, especially on TV, because of the way that the golf world has moved to the long ball. Do you watch the LDA, and are you familiar with some of the big hitters that are currently on that tour?
I have a little bit, but they've become more popular, but I still think they're not quite where I think they're going to be from a popularity standpoint. I think they're still growing. And I think it's going to be one of those will be one of those things in golf that I think are going to get even more popular over the next few years. So
well, I think it's helping grow the game. It's also getting more people and that casual viewer watching something. If you're watching cornhole on ESPN, for God's sakes, you can watch the long drive competition, right? If that's where you're at. Let's talk about the first up. Let's talk about the long ball, Mike. Although you would have to think that many side bets were made between golfers dating back to the origin of the sport, the PGA Championship long drive competition started in 1949 in Hermitage Country Club in Virginia. When Chick stepped up to the tee box on the designated hole, he was looking for one big swing to launch a towering drive while staying in the fairway. Harbert's 300-plus yard drive earned a spot in the history of long drive as the first winner of a PGA long drive event. He would go on to win his first and only major event 5 years later at the PGA Championship. So it sounds like this dude was a golfer as well, not just a long drive hitter. The long drive competition became a popular contest conducted on Tuesdays during championship weeks, but was not contested every year. In 1963, the Golden Bear, for those of you unfamiliar, Jack Nicklaus, put his stamp on, that was to Shane specifically, Mike, just to Shane. The Golden Bear put a stamp on the history of long drive, winning the PGA Championship long drive competition at Dallas Athletic Club. Jack ripped a 341-yard tee shot at the time, and he also won the PGA Championship that same year. At the 1974 PGA Championship long drive competition, Evan Big Cat Williams set the record for the PGA event with a 366-yard tee shot at Tanglewood Golf Club in Clemens, North Carolina. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Beginning in 1976, South Korean golf equipment manufacturer Volvic became the major sponsor for an annual long drive event that would decide the world's longest golf drivers. Events were initially scheduled early in the week in conjunction with the PGA Championship, And in 1995, the Long Drivers of America, LDA, was established, and a master's division was added a year later to add to the history of long drive by allowing pro long drivers over the age of 45 to compete. In 2000, the LDA added a women's division to the World Championship schedule of events. And a little over a dozen years later, NBC Sports Group founded the Golf Channel, and the New Concept Network began airing LDA Championship events. 2 years later, the franchise was purchased by Comcast and became the World Long Drive Association. And the World Championship event in 2015 was relocated from Nevada to Windstar World Casino and Resort in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Why do we say all of this, Mike? Because somewhere along the way, the sport became filled with elite athletes, and to become PDLA world champion went from 350-yard winning drives to competitors needing consistent drives above 450 yards. Today's guest is one of those, Alex Phillips. She grew up around athletics in Reno, Nevada, learned to play golf at a young age, helped to earn a scholarship to play at the Division I level in college. She played 4 years on the team at Cal Poly, having some success as a player and later as a coach, but it wasn't until after graduation that she got her start in long drive. Alex finished top four in her first World Long Drive Championship appearance in 2015 and has held on to a top 10 ranking ever since. Members and listeners, we are incredibly excited to welcome in to the Stick and Hack Show, Alex Phillips. Alex, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Did anything I read there a bit ago surprise you? Did you know everything I just said?
I didn't know like the full history, but it was pretty cool that 2015 was my first year, and that was the first time it was really big and televised, and it was in Thackerville, Oklahoma, which is a place.
It's well, at least I got that right. At least that fact is right. That Kane put in that it is in fact a real town. So we got so much to talk about here, obviously. But I just want to understand, you're a long drive star. So does that mean simply that at some point you realized you were much like myself and had no short game, and so you just said, I'm just going to be a long ball hitter? How did that work, and why did you just decide to switch gears?
Yeah, so after I graduated from college, I had had a knee surgery, and it took me a little longer to recover than I had originally planned or expected, and I wasn't super stoked on my golf game at the time, so I wasn't really playing. I was coaching, and because I was coaching, I went to the PGA Show, and I'm sure you guys have gone to the show. The demo day at Orange County National is an awesome experience. You know, the 360-degree driving range. And I'm long. I've always been long. I mean, I now have the resume. I'm top 10 in the world. But even back in college and stuff, I hit the ball long. And there was this girl behind me, like, out hitting me. And I'm like, dang, who's that? Well, I turn around, and on her bag is the 2013 world champion. So I was like, oh, I can kind of keep up with her. And so we started talking, and she actually became a really good friend. And she talked me into competing later that year. And that was kind of how I got into it, was because Heather LeMaster was like, you could do this. And I was like, okay.
Alex, what's your magic formula for blasting the ball? I mean, is it club speed? Is it lower body training? I mean, how the hell do you do it?
Yes. How the hell do you do it?
Good question.
I am very lucky that I have a very good golf swing. I'm very efficient. I am the smallest competitor in the top 10. So pound for pound, I have to be really long. So I have to have an efficient golf swing, right? You always look at the track man, you start looking at the smash factor and everything, right? I have to be efficient because I'm never going to be the fastest or the strongest or the biggest. So I have to be efficient. So that's one thing, is getting equipment that's fit for you is huge. In long drive, you can go up to 48 inches, which that's kind of been a big talk in the USGA lately and everything, especially with Bryson going to a big shaft. And so for me, I only go to a 47 because I am short. And so if I go over 47, if I go to the 48, it starts becoming inefficient for me. So yes, I have the longer shaft. Yes, I have, with the longer shaft, you have the longer arc, you have more time to gain club head speed. But if you're not hitting the ball centered and you're not being efficient with your golf swing, I don't have a chance. So that's my biggest thing.
We see that a lot, that even in pro golfers that hit the ball a long way, they don't all look like Bryson. They don't all look like Tiger. Some of them are very, very small, compact individuals, both female and male. So you have to figure out what works for you and works for your swing, what equipment is working as well. I know it looks like you just kind of get up there, you rock back and forth, and you whammy the ball. But whammy.
What was that?
Whammy the
are
ball.
You champ, are you champ kind now? What is this?
That's a real term in long drive.
It is a real term. 100% it is. I know there's more to it. So, but it's not just your golf swing either. So Can you divulge the secrets of what these people and your competitors are doing out there on that range? Because it looks phenomenal.
I mean, the biggest thing that a lot of the long drivers work on is their weight transfer. That's the big thing that you said, like rocking back and forth. You see Kyle Berkshire do it as in his pre-shot, right? Because you're training your body to use the ground and to use the weight transfer. The other big thing that I have to do is in the back of my swing, I have my hands really high. Again, I'm perfectly average, but I'm very short for long drive terms. And so in kind of getting those hands high, separating the hands and the body, it almost cheats physics a little bit because, you know, the higher your hands, the longer the arc. The longer the arc, the more time you have to gain club head speed, right? You see guys like Landon Gentry with the club all the way back, like John Daly, right? That's just giving you more time to gain more speed. And so in being 5'5½, if I stand up really tall, I just don't have that much time to gain that kind of speed. So what I teach and what I do is get those hands really high in the backswing. And you'll see that in my swing. And then that's a big thing, especially that I see amateurs do. They just turn and they have those hands real close to their body. They have the arms shortened, right? If you get those hands extended, you can kind of just grow that circle, grow that radius, and so that you have more time to gain club head speed. And that's going to be the best and easiest way to kind of grow that club head speed. And with more club head speed, obviously more ball speed.
Obviously.
And speaking
of, obviously, yeah, Alex.
I knew that's what he was... I knew that's where this was going. Yeah.
That's what that equals whammy.
That equals whammy. Exactly.
It's an equation. Alex, you know, take us through your stats, speaking of ball speed. And before you go here, just speak very slowly for Adam so he can fully understand what we're talking about.
Even that might not help, but yeah, let's hear it. What are these stats?
So my club head speed in competition is around 117 miles an hour. That's pretty much club head speed average for the PGA Tour Pro, right? They're getting close to 120. The guys that are swinging really fast are the ones, you know, like Bryson and everyone. Kyle's starting to top 150 with his club head speed. I'm very happy when my ball speed is that fast. Competitive on the ladies' side is over 160 mile per hour ball speed is going to be where you start seeing really the top 10 competitors. Everyone's like, how far do you hit it, right? And that's always a big question. But that's not the comparative, because I have lost an event at 370 and I won an event at 280, you know, with the conditions, with the altitude, we were into the wind, downwind, like you can't really compare a lot of those numbers. The big number that's comparative is your ball speed. And so on the lady side, especially if you're getting up over 160, you're going to be really competitive. Where on the guy side, I believe Kyle just posted over 230 for the first time ever. I mean, if you're getting up over 217, 220, people are going to start talking. And then, yeah, that 230 number was huge for Kyle. He's our reigning world champion right now, and he's long.
He is, and he's a personality. And I think that's what is unique about this sport and this specific in the long drive is that these aren't just guys that couldn't make it on tour and are out there blasting balls. These are athletes that are training, in some cases, harder and more efficiently than other professional athletes in their same sport because of the wear and tear on the body, number one. Number two, the ability to understand the physics of the swing and the stats behind it are incredible. But I guess the question is, this over the last years, Kyle is one of those personalities, but has become more and more popular because of people in the PGA. And you've said his name several times here, and we can't have a broadcast, whether it's Stick and Hack Reacts or the Stick and Hack Show, where we don't mention his name because he's such a prominent force and personality in golf right now. Bryson DeChambeau coming in and saying, hey, here's the math equation of how I play golf and how I get the most out of my swing and most out of my shot, is knowing these stats that you just rattled off and knowing where he needs to be. Are those the types of personalities that you mix with every day? Are the Brysons of the world, or would he be considered even an outlier in your circles?
No, Bryson's been great. You know, he's bringing a lot of eyes to long drive. He is definitely a personality, but you know, he sets his goals and he tries to reach them. There's a lot of the guys in long drive as well. A lot of them came from baseball, so they have to learn golf. You know, a lot of guys played in the major league baseballs, farm leagues and everything. And so they have to learn all of this stuff. Bryson's very lucky that he came from golf. And so he is able to work the ball. He's able to do all those things and he understands golf. So when he starts seeing the numbers and what they produce, he's able to figure out what he needs to do to get there, right? If you tell someone that doesn't know anything about golf that they need a higher attack angle, but they don't know what that is, you have to then explain it, right? Bryson's really easy. He has that golf history and that golf knowledge. He's definitely a character, but he's been really great. I haven't seen him. I haven't competed in the PLDA that he's been in. It's been a very interesting time in long drive since the Golf Channel kind of went away from it. That's one reason you're not seeing it on TV as much. They're not really broadcasting the WLDA anymore. And so it's kind of separated into the PLDA and it's a little different competing right now.
Explain that, because it sounds like a kart IndyCar kind of shift and there's a lot of politics and broadcast rights and money involved. And can you get into that without putting yourself into a bit of a spot?
Yes and no. One, so the Golf Channel bought the World Long Drive Association. So they have the rights. That'd basically be like the Golf Channel bought the PGA Tour and then stopped hosting events. So now they have the rights to the WLDA, all the everything, right? All the big sponsors and everything know the WLDA and they're not hosting events. So the PLDA came up and it would basically be like the Korn Ferry Tour or even more like the Dakotas Tour is like the thing to play now, right? So is Tiger Woods, is Phil Mickelson, is Bryson DeChambeau going to compete on the Dakotas Tour just because it's the only tour available? I don't know. You know, they're used to playing for $2 million purses. They're not used to playing for $5,000 winner's checks. And that's kind of what happened to the WLDA, right? Especially on the women's side. So the WLDA, they had sponsors. We actually had a purse that was worth competing and traveling for. We went to Thackerville, Oklahoma, you know, like places like that. And so now we have to go to places like that. And the purse isn't there because the eyes aren't there. The sponsorships aren't there because the Golf Channel still has the rights to the WLDA. So now the PLDA is trying to grow. And so now there's no purse. And if there's no purse, no one wants to compete. And if there's no one competing, there's no purse. It's this really, really bad catch 22 right now that especially there's still a lot of competitors on the men's side, but that's one thing. I mean, Bryson did great. He did, you know, he got top eight, he did really well, but 20 of the top 50 guys weren't there. You know, I mean, that's just what it is. There's a lot of guys, Joe Miller's from overseas with COVID and everything. A lot of those guys couldn't get here. Secondly, are a lot of those guys going to try to compete when the purse isn't what it used to be? You know, it's kind of an interesting situation for long drive right now.
And Mike and I have talked about this and we had Brittany Linson come on the program last year towards the end. We've had a lot of guests that Morgan Pressel was on talking about the game for women in the LPGA and its rise. But we don't think about the other like the long drive competitions, long drive associations and these things that are affecting women. But it sounds like this is affecting everybody as well in the sport, and which is shocking to me. Because this is really the first time that I've heard that there's a problem. Because to me, this is the most popular long drive has been in my lifetime, right? Because I'm seeing it and I'm hearing names and Kyle Berkshire's of the world. I know their name because I'm watching their Instagram and I'm watching their social media but their coverage of this and the purses are not there is new information and it's frustrating. I'm sure. I mean, this is your career. And you're young enough to where this is something you want to compete in for a long, long time. Where do we go from here? Is there an answer? And outside of Stick and Hack sponsoring the damn thing, which I can assure you, if you think the purse is low now, I can assure you this hat might be up for grabs for the winner at that point. But what do we do? How do we get more people involved in this and get you guys out there competing week after week and bringing the fans in? Cause it is remarkable to watch.
I mean, one of the big things is getting more competitors, especially on the ladies' side. There's not a lot of information out there. You know, I have women reach out to me on social all the time, like, hey, I want to compete. I'm like, awesome. Like, where are you at? What are your stats? And my ball speed's about 100. Okay. Like, go to the gym and call me back in 6 months. You know, like, but they don't know what's competitive. You know, the guys have buy-ins and they have smaller events to kind of learn and grow and to see if they're competitive and see where they need to go. And they see Kyle's numbers and they see all that stuff. And we just don't really have that on the women's side. But then I have other people you know, Kanani just got into the sport. She's new and she won her first time because she's long, but she didn't know that she was competitive. You know, she was from kind of a smaller area. Didn't like, she's like, I think I hit the ball far, but I don't know. And so I think getting that kind of information out is going to be really big. Because once you have that, once you have those goals to see, like if you're have ball speed around 150, like you're pretty close. You could come compete, you know, you could hit a couple numbers. But we need to get those more competitors, basically. The good thing is the PLDA is doing a lot of events in slightly more accessible places this year. You know, Mesquite, Nevada is a great place. One, because I'm a Nevada girl, but it's, you know, everyone can get to Vegas. It's $29 flights. It's super easy. You can get here and get to Mesquite really easy. Whereas, for example, Thackerville,
this is the most we've ever said Thackerville, Oklahoma in the history of the Stick Show. And maybe
I mean just Oklahoma in general.
Oh my God, are you their spokesperson? Relax, Thackerville.
Know, right? that'll
be the next Stick challenge. We'll do it in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Alex Phillips is the guest here on the Stick and Act Show, to one of the top 10 world ranked long drivers in the world, and she is now adding to her resume guest on the Stick and Act Show.
And Alex, you were talking about getting in the gym, and fitness and golf has become more and more popular over the last 20 years. Kind of walk us through your training regimen and key things that you do to improve your speed and distance every day.
I should write something of these notes down.
Yeah, you ready? You got a pen?
Golf fitness. Okay.
Yoga.
That up first.
He's not writing. He's not writing.
Yoga. That's literally it. So I went through phases. I've gone through phases. I did powerlifting. I put up 300-pound squat. I've pulled weight deads. I did that. I got very strong. When I did that, I didn't have the mobility. My swing got shorter. And again, like I talked about, I'm too small to have a shortened swing. I have to do as much as I can. So yoga has been phenomenal. It actually started with COVID. Here in Vegas, everything shut down for a month. Shut down. And no golf, no gyms, nothing, right? And so I was like, everyone's told me to do yoga my whole life. And they're like, you should do it. It's good for you. And I was like, that sounds ridiculous. I'm going to go lift weights. And so I'm like, I'm going to prove yoga doesn't work. So that's all I did for a month. I did yoga. That's it. I gained 10 yards and I got really mad about it because like just doing yoga. And so that has been just huge, huge in my workouts. And I add it to all of my training clients. I make them do some type of yoga interactions. No, it's not the whole like, oh, we're in our heart space and everything. That's not my kind of yoga. My kind of yoga is the body positions you have to get to, the mental and physical combination that it takes to do those yoga poses. Yes, I still lift weights. Yes, I still do all of the other things. I've gotten to work with some awesome trainers that have taught me a lot. But if you're going to do one thing, Adam, look at me. Do the yoga.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Right away.
I'm going to charge tickets to go watch Adam do yoga. That's what I want.
You know, charity's big for you, Alex, and you've got some events where you go out and people try to outdrive you. What is the situation with your charity work, and also what is the percentage of times that you've been outdriven by some guy named Trent that was there for a corporate retreat?
It's usually Braden. No.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. That idiot.
No, so yeah, it's super fun. I get to travel and work with different charities and corporations and get to raise money for charities. And so what we do is people pay to try and outdrive me on a tee, mostly because I don't look like what you expect a long driver to look like. You know, we talked about Bryson, how we put on that weight and everything. That's what people are expecting. I am 5'5" if I stand up on my toes. I wear the short skirt and everything, and people are like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm the long driver. They're like, no, you're not. Like, yeah, I promise. So I don't really look like that. So it's a lot of fun to outdrive a lot of the guys out there. And it's more fun when I come in afterwards and we're doing the dinner and, you know, there's a couple guys like, oh, I outdrove the long driver. And people are like, oh yeah, who's that? And they point to me and I was like, it's a lose-lose for you, buddy.
Well, Alex, we've got the Stick and Hack Challenges coming up in May in French Lick, Indiana, and hopefully we're trying to work it out for you to be there, because I think that would be awesome, because I can see all that. And knowing our members, Mike, knowing those that are part of the Stick and Hack ecosystem, I can see that scene that she just described play out time and time again. Alex Phillips is the guest here on the Stick and Hack Show, first show of the new year, and one of the top 10 long drive in the world, which is awesome. All right, so Alex, we've got a break here, and then we're going to play a game. If you've got time to stick around, we're going to play In or Out, and we'll do that in just a second. Are you game for that?
I'm in.
All right, Alex Phillips, yes, Stick and Hack Show. I'll be right back after this, and we'll play In or Out.
Join Stick and Hack next May for the 2022 Stick and Hack Challenge, a weekend of world-class golf, challenges, food, and major prizes. On May 14th and 15th, join us at French Lick Resort Casino for a weekend you will be talking about all year. Enjoy golf at both the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses, meet new friends, and participate in unique challenges designed for the stick or the hack. Bring your spouse, hit the bar, spa, or casino, and we'll see you in May of 2022.
All right, we're back here at the Stick and Hack Show. Welcome into you. We have Alex Phillips, is one of the top 10 in the WLDA in the long drive competition. She is a 5'6", but mighty in her ability to whammy the ball, Mike. it will become.
I'm gonna buy you a cowboy hat.
It's like fetch. It's never gonna happen. Yeah.
It will become.
I'm buying Adam a cowboy hat now, so you can wear that on the show.
All right, it's time for the game. Let's play In or Out. The topic here is workout people. Okay, what are they called, Mike? Gurus,
fitness gurus,
fitness gurus. Gurus. Yeah. Workout people.
That's the one I went with. Okay, whatever.
So in or out of our foursome. So you, me, and Mike, and then this fourth person. And you have to say if they're in or out. Do we want them to play with us or not? Very simple. We're going to start with you. We'll go to Mike and then myself. Okay. In or out, workout people. Number one, Arnold Schwarzenegger. In or out?
In.
Yeah.
In. But only if he's on Mike's team.
Caveats there.
Is that because we think he's terrible at golf?
I bet he's awful. I bet he's awful. And I bet he'll smoke cigars the entire time.
Right. That's fine.
Suzanne Summers, in or out?
Out. I want to be the strongest girl in the foursome.
See, oh, very smart. Look at you.
There it is.
Mike?
Mike? I think I'm I think I'm out on Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, I'm out on Suzanne Summers. She's a lot. Jane Fonda. In or out, workout people. Jane Fonda.
In. We would have such bad music going the whole time.
Yeah. I'm in on Jane Fonda.
I'm in as well. I want Jane Fonda from Newsroom, though. I don't know if you guys have seen that show. So I want like characters from Jane Fonda's life. I don't want workout Jane Fonda. All right. This is an easy one, or should be at least, if you're an American. Chuck Norris, in or out?
In.
Exactly. What are we doing? What are we doing? Next. Mark Wahlberg, in or out, workout people?
In. He's actually a really good golfer.
He is a very good golfer. Mike,
he has a par 3 course in his backyard.
Yeah, but I gotta say out, because as his name came out of my mouth, I realized that he's been on this list before for something, for another category, and I said that he had to be out because he'd want to do it at like 3 a.m. Remember? So I gotta stay
consistent. He does have an odd workout regimen. It's
right. I gotta stay consistent. He's out. Right. For me. Fabio, in or out, workout people. Now this is contested, pre-show contested by Mike. Fabio, in or out?
In. I think it's the hair.
Way out for me. I don't even know if he is he a workout person?
So I did some research, okay, some half-ass internet research. And
he was on the cover of like these.
Yeah, he was the
terrible.
Mike, everyone knows who Fabio is. We don't need that. The question was he in workout, and he did. In his height of his fame in the mid '90s, early '90s, he had this exercise tape like everybody else did at the time. Okay. And so, Fabio, Susan Powers.
He probably wore a leotard.
This
too,
is the most I've ever wanted to talk about Fabio, so I am going to move on.
I agree. Okay, let's move on. I'm done.
In or out, workout people. Susan Powder.
And just because I said out to the other lady, we got to have another girl on here.
You got Jane Fonda.
That's my only. Oh, we do have Jane Fonda. Then out. We already got a girl.
Yeah. Mike. Yeah,
so Susan Powder, she had the real short, like white hair.
Yeah, she looks like she should be the lead singer of like a '90s alt rock band.
Yeah, I can. No way. I no. She's way too much.
She looks like she could beat my ass in just by looking at me. So she's out.
Yes.
She's out. Billy Blanks.
In.
In. Mike.
I just have no reason to say out.
Yeah, I'll go with Billy Blanks.
He's got a good at. Did he pass away?
He seems, no.
Is he alive? I don't know. Shane, can you find out if Billy Blanks is still alive? Yeah, I'm in for Billy Blanks. I think he'd be cool. I think he'd be a lot of fun. All right, Bob Harper. In or out, workout people with Alex Phillips, Mike Ryan, Adam Grubb, and the Stick and Hack Show. Bob Harper.
Out.
That's
Bob Harper.
I was not. Who's Bob Harper?
Yeah.
He was a Greatest Loser, Biggest Loser. He had a heart attack.
Oh,
working out.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah. Sure. In.
He's in.
Why not?
Okay. Alex, you said he's out with no hesitation. By the way,
hesitation.
This just in.
I feel like we'd start.
Just in. Billy Blanks is alive. According to Shane, his career is not. So Bob Harper is out for you, Mike, because you don't like him.
No, I said I'm in.
Oh, you're in.
Oh,
Alex, I said out.
I'm fine with
it. I think we would just get yelled at for our nutrition the whole time.
I agree with you 100%.
I want a Bloody Mary.
He would just call me fat. He would just call me fat like Gary Player did that one time.
He did that to me too.
Gary Player.
When I was playing golf with him.
Yeah.
Yes. He says Americans are all fat, which we probably are, but
that's Gary's thing. He looks at you and he says you're fat, and then he stripes a ball 240 down the middle.
Yeah, I was like 14. I was like, this is mentally detrimental.
Oh my God. That's a whole different side of that story. Ours was like 6 months ago.
Man.
Oh no.
We're in our
I played with him at Pebble Beach and it was like the second hole. You're fat. Thank you.
Oh my God. Good morning. You had 16 more holes of that. Oh, wow.
God. 34 actually. We got to play 2 days in a row.
Look at you. In or out workout people, last one here on the list, Richard Simmons.
Absolutely. Only if he wears the shorts.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I'm in on Richard Simmons.
I've loved Richard Simmons for 20 years. When he was on Letterman, there was nothing better than Letterman and Simmons together. Yes. Nothing better.
Absolutely.
And Richard Simmons, I think he would bring more joy to golf than I could possibly imagine. I bet he'd be awful. And yes, as long as he wore the shorts, which ironically are the same shorts that Shane wears when he plays golf with us, Mike.
Speaking of, is Richard Simmons alive?
Ooh,
did he die?
No, he did die. Actually, I have no idea. Is he alive, Shane?
You said that with pretty good conviction, though.
Yeah, he's alive. I thought Regis Philbin died. That's what I was thinking of. Same person.
Yeah, same guy.
That's it, everybody.
Minus the shorts.
What a train wreck the last 10 minutes have been of the Stick and Hack Show. But boy, by God, I hope you stuck in for it because it was fun. Alex Phillips, the guest here as we kick off 2022 of the show. Mike, my thanks to you for being a part of this. As always, the Stick and Hack Show, quite possibly the greatest golf show in the world from the greatest golf club in the world without the course. Follow Alex Phillips on Instagram. Now, I this is fun to say. A Philophil is her Instagram, as it reads, at A... Phil, A Phil, right? A Phil, Phil.
Mm-hmm. All right. A Phil, Phil.
Go to Instagram or go to swinglikeagirlgolf.com for more information on Alex Phillips as well. My thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy the week. And Alex, best of luck this year on the tour. We hope to see you in and out of the Stick and Hack Network from time to time as a contributor, as well as at our challenge in May. Hopefully you can make it, all right?
I hope so. We're going to try.
All right. Thanks, Alex. There she goes. All right, everybody. Have fun. Talk to you later.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Okay, we're done. This has been the Stick and Hack Show. Go to stickandhack.com to become a free member of the world's greatest golf club without the course.